Right, Brendan Byrne, former mayor of Donegal County Council, joins me on the show now. Brendan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
Obviously, you, like I think the majority of people in Donegal, love the politics because we're so embedded in it and it's in us. The TG Cahir poll came out. It's an Ipsos BNA poll. And it makes for interesting reading. You'd have quite a bit of faith, would you, in these polls, reflecting on how they performed in previous elections?
Well, no poll is 100% accurate. That's the first thing. But in terms of the Ipsos TG Cahir poll of 2020 and 2016, there's a high degree of accuracy in regard to some of the projections they made, particularly the Sinn Féin vote. They seem to record that extremely accurately. In 2020, there was an issue around the recording of the vote of Joe McHugh. It was underestimated, and that caused an issue there. But by and large, the accuracy of the poll is quite reasonable compared to some, particularly when you're doing a constituency poll, which is a margin of error usually of 4%.
Now, we'll go into the candidates, but just looking at the big party breakdown, in 2020, Fianna Fáil had actually 20.4% first preferences. In this poll, their popularity, I suppose you could put it like that, is at 25%. Fine Gael, 13.7% in 2020. They're now at 12%. Sinn Féin from 45.1% now down to 35%. Do you believe that sort of reflects the reality, the trends in Donegal, and I suppose nationally, when we look at opinion polls and where various parties are at, they do seem to align?
They do, but I think more particular, there's a very intense campaign going on here in Donegal. As we're all aware, Patrick O'Gallagher is making a bid to come back to Dáil-Éireann, having lost by 200 votes the last time. We also see the redress candidate putting in an effort there to win a seat. He's on 6%. And there is, as you notice, a slight decline in the Sinn Féin vote down to 35%, but they're still sitting with 2.1 quotas, so they're safe for two seats at that. The Fine Gael vote is interesting when you take it in the context of the last opinion poll in 2020, when there was a discrepancy in how that was recorded. In actual fact, Joe McHugh was recorded in 2020 has been at 17%, and he actually polled in and around, 9.8%? So he was out by 7 points. So that was a significant discrepancy. If anything like that were to occur in the Fine Gael vote, then they go from a position, as you look at it now, maybe 0.66 of a quota between the two of them. If there's an increase in that, then they come right into the mix. So I suppose if you look at the opinion poll, the only dead cert I can say is that Sinn Féin are on course to take two seats, and they will have a surplus. They'll probably have 5,000 votes more than what's needed to win two seats. Fianna Fáil are sitting at 1.5 quotas. That's not a cert. That is not a guarantee to win two seats.
Relation to that, I want to focus on Fianna Fáil, and you can tease that out a little bit more if you like. According to TG Cahir, Charlie McConlogue is doing very well in Ashone, polling well in Ashone. He's at 12% in this opinion poll. In terms of transfers, which he would require, if Patrick O'Gallagher were to take the first Fianna Fáil seat, for an example, he doesn't necessarily have, you know, votes to burn that would assist Charlie McConlogue. Would Fianna Fáil have any concerns, in your opinion, as to how transfer-friendly Charlie McConlogue might be? Does very well in terms of first preference, but where do the votes come from after that?
Well, as I said previously on Highland about 7 months ago, Charlie is a formidable campaigner. And if you look at the 2020 result and the 2020 opinion poll and today's opinion poll, his vote is rock solid at 12%. It's been consistently recorded at 12%. And if you look at some of the secondary analysis of this opinion poll, he's actually polling extremely well in transfers from Fine Gael and some like-minded independents. So there's no doubt in my mind that he will possibly take the third seat ahead of Pat the Cope. And that brings an issue to then, where does Pat the Cope get his transfers? So if there's any degree of discrepancy in the poll, that second Fianna Fáil seat is very much in the mix. And it would be more in line that it would be Pat the Cope Gallagher that would be in jeopardy. Because if you look at the vote of Pearse Doherty, and we spoke earlier about Charlie McConnell's vote being rock solid in his own, Pearse Doherty is cleaning up West Donegal to such an extent there's probably 5,000 more more votes than he needs. And that is impacting on the opportunity for Pat the Cook to get a dead cert seat.
The coin's in the air then as to whether who gets the third seat between Charlie McConnell Logue and Pat the Cope Gallagher. But let's just assume one of them does. What is the likelihood of a second Fianna Fáil seat? Because this is being read as Fianna Fáil are locked in for two. You've quite rightly pointed out that's simply not the case. And look at Fianna Fáil certainly wouldn't want the public to think that's the case, right? A week and a half out from voting because they don't want people to be unmotivated to vote. So what is the probability, as things stand now, of a second Fianna Fáil seat in your view?
Well, if you look at the hard core data that we have here, we have Sinn Féin with 2.1 quotas, Fianna Fáil with 1.4, 1.5 quota. It's well short of two quotas for a seat. Fine Gael in and around 0.6 of a quota, but most significant of all, the other candidates have between them 1.2 quotas. There is 28% of the electorate in Donegal going to vote for candidates other than the three Sinn Féin, three Fianna Fáil and two Fine Gael. There is a 1.2 quotas sitting there that will come into play in the third, fourth, fifth and possibly up to the 10th counts. So in terms of the Fianna Fáil taking the second seat, it very much depends on vote management, and it very much depends if Patrick O'Gallagher can motivate the west of Donegal to better distribute the votes between himself and Pierce Doherty. And then I see and I note that Fianna Fáil has done a redraw of the canvas areas. That will be advantageous to Patrick.
Well, what is that? Because what I thought quite surprising is that travelling around this part of the world, I'm as likely to see a Pat the Cope Gallagher poster as I am a Charlie McConnell Logue poster.
Well, the
and I'm a long way from Dunloe.
I'm not privy to the Fianna Fáil.
No, I'm not asking for an insight.
But I do note well that they have redrawn the canvas areas, given Kilmacrane and Termin and Trenta, Carrigart and Mulroy to Pat, and that's strategically
important. Well, that would explain
important.
That then. Okay, that would explain that.
That is strategically important if he's to retain that seat. But in terms of this poll, looking at it objectively, it's all to play for. It's still all to play for Fine Gael. They're sitting with 12%. If there's a miscalculation similar to what was in the 2020 poll in their favour as opposed to their disadvantage the last time, they come back into the mix. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to make predictions when you have 20 candidates, five seats, and a very disparate view of opinion, as I see it, in Donegal,
sure,
on who exactly they're going to give the five seats to.
I would have anticipated John McNulty would be at least 3 or 4 points higher than he actually is, to be honest with you, because, you know, he would be trying to appeal not just to, you know, the Fine Gael voters, but also others. He's very active in the business community, the sporting community and what have you. But anyway,
I think there is a reason for that, and we forgot to mention Thomas Pringle. Thomas Pringle has polled phenomenally well in this opinion poll, sitting at 11%. And I can only surmise from the data that Thomas must be extremely strong in southwest Donegal, and that is impacting on the vote of John McNulty. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at it in single transferable votes, he has Jordan to the east of him, John McNulty to the west of him. He's sitting with 11%. Those will be eliminated if this poll reflects the reality of the day of the count. And he is in a strong, strong position, but we're basing all this on an opinion poll.
Of course, and listeners get that, of course, because we could all end up with egg on our faces, but we just have to go with what's been released. Pádraig McLoughlin, 17.9% first preferences in 2020, just at 11% right now. Obviously, the biggest issue in much of Donegal, but certainly in Inishowen, is defective concrete. Now, Charles Ward's the 100% Redress Party candidate. Now, whilst he is not standing from in Inishowen, right, you would expect him to poll well in that area if they organise that vote correctly. But he's at 6%. With Charlie McConnell holding strong on his 12%, can we conclude that Pádraig McLoughlin, although he's safe, with the slip between 2020 and 2024, those wishing to vote for Charles Ward maybe not voting for for Pádraig McLoughlin?
Well, in general elections, local geography trumps a lot. And I'm surmising from the opinion poll that Inishowen is voting for Inishowen. Mica is an issue up there. We all know that, and we're sympathetic, and we understand the crisis that is Mica. But people, when they go to the ballot box to elect a government or a replacement government, look at things slightly different. And I'm not being cruel when I say that, but my assessment of this opinion poll is that Ainish owners are reverting back to the normal way of electing a government or a replacement government between Charlie McConnellogue and Padraig McLaughlin. Now, Padraig McLaughlin, in fairness, in 2016 and 2020, his rate in the opinion polls at that time, they have a habit of underestimating Padraig. And that is because he, no more than the rest, he's a good campaigner. He's out there. He's very good on issues. He leads on issues. He's a champion of issues. So I would expect come polling day that Padraig's vote will be higher than that 11%. And I would not be one bit surprised if he comes extremely close to the quota. But we're 9 days out from polling. A lot can happen. We could be back on here in 48 hours' time with a whole new dynamic. But at this point in time, I think Padraig's vote will increase.
It gives everyone a kick up the backside, because certainly you don't want any apathy if you've done really well. So you redouble your efforts to drive home any advantage you might have. But also, if you're not performing as you perhaps would have hoped you should, also you redouble your efforts, right? So that's no one, I don't think, is going to rest on the laurels. With that in mind, and given the subject matter, do you think Charles Ward can pick up from that 6% for 100% redress party to be in the shake-up for the fifth seat, let's presume?
Well, if you do a direct comparison for Charles Ward to that of Thomas Pringle in the 2020 opinion poll, when Thomas Pringle was recorded at, I think it was 6% in that poll, and in actual fact, on polling day, he had 7.2%. If that were to happen, Charles Ward, in this poll, then he's back in the mix. Going back to the point that I said, 28% of the electorate are voting for candidates other than the three main parties. That is 1.2 quotas. There is a lot of votes there to play for in subsequent preferences and transfers. So if there is any degree of underestimating Charles Ward's vote at 6%, similar to what happened in Thomas Pringle's case in 2020, then Charles Ward is right back in the mix. And that is when you look at the others that are in contention, such as Pat the Cope, then it could be a straight battle between Pat the Cope and Charles Ward for the last seat.
A caller says here, it really irritates me when people say Mica, defective concrete, is an Inish own issue. It's a Donegal issue, you fool. I'm going to take the fool on that one. There's a reality. There's a reality here. There is a reality here. And I'm from the south of the county, right? And people are acutely aware of defective concrete. And there's even issues with pyrotite in some houses down in that area. And there's no doubt there's a knowledge of it. But unless I'm reading the situation very wrong, and you're a bit further west from me, and you can tell me what the situation is in your backyard, Brendan, it is probably not going to be the top motivating vote. Whether people like that or not, this is why Inish Owns often we talk about why people might be most motivated to comment on things. Clearly, there's swathes of Milford affected by this as well, the defective concrete, don't get me wrong. But if you go south of the gap, it's almost a different country. In some ways, whether people like it or not, there's been this traditional northwest split in Donegal through the media, through politics, and on issues as well. And down there, I'm sorry to say, it's not going to be probably even the top two reasons people might vote. If I'm wrong on that, I'll put my hand up and admit I'm wrong. No. But Brendan, it feels heartless to say, but what do you feel the situation is?
No, in fairness, you're 100% right. The concentration of the defective blocks is Inish Owen, South Inish Owen, and then in and around Letterkenny as you head towards Milford. Where I live here in Glencolumbkill, it wouldn't make the top 10 issues. And that's not me being cruel or blunt. That's reflecting the reality of what the issues are here in South Donegal. As you then progress eastward towards Donegal Town, it starts to become an issue, but it's still not in the top five. Those are the realities. And it does that reflect in the opinion poll? This is a countywide opinion poll, constituency-wide opinion poll. It does. And that is going to be a challenge for the redress party.
Like if you're knocking on doors in the Gaeltacht, right? Low-paid jobs, lack of housing, poor infrastructure, access to education, local transport links, I'm sorry, but that they would probably be on a list of issues above defective concrete. I don't understand it myself per se, right? Well, I do understand it. But that, unfortunately, to that listener, is not unfortunately, it's what people think. I'm not here to dictate what people think, but it's the reality.
We have to reflect the realities if we're going to give a judgment on an opinion poll. And the reality is, and I'm not on the doors, but I would expect that the cost of living is number one in everyone's mind on the doorsteps. The basic services, access to basic services, and the cost of constructing houses, the access to education, access to health services, those are the issues that's
always... There's no school dentist in the west of Donegal. That's going to bother a lot of mums and dads absolutely. Who are in and good houses. Look, it's
those
just
are the issues
the
that come to the fore in a general election. And that's the challenge for redress, that you have a very emotive issue, an issue that's impacting thousands and thousands of people in Donegal, but it's not geographically spread across the entire county. But that's a challenge. But they can overcome that. And I've listened to some of the debates of Charles Ward, and he has a broad dynamic to him. So that is an advantage to him. How to capitalise on that is now the challenge of the next 9 days ahead for them.
But obviously, you know, in Donegal, we've had a reputation as bucking the trend, you know, thinking a little bit differently, the rebel county or whatever way you want to call it, right? Bottom line, though, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil have 37% of the vote. Fianna Fáil doing the heavy lifting there, in fairness. But that still is two government parties sitting with over a third of first preferences. The viable alternatives are Sinn Féin and Thomas Pringle. And the three are established members of Dáil that have been there for a long time. The record's there as opposition, whether you like it or not. But the overwhelming majority of people in Donegal are sticking with what they know. Either Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, give them a chance, or whatever the phraseology might mean. And Thomas Pringle, who's sat in opposition, done a great job, don't get me wrong, but for quite a long time now, nothing's emerging beyond that. So maybe we aren't as rebellious and and trend-bucking as we might like to think we are.
Well, I would agree with your synopsis. In actual fact, that the outworkings of this opinion poll is that Sinn Féin are on track to take two seats comfortably. Fianna Fáil will take one seat comfortably. And the next two seats are very much in the mix with a strong preference of advantage to Thomas Pringle. And the last seat will be determined, as I see it, between Patrick O'Gallagher and a combination of Fine Gael and redress, probably ultimately determined on the elimination of a Fine Gael candidate as to who will take that fifth seat. That is what I would extrapolate from this opinion poll, but it's all to play for. There's still 9 days there. And whilst an opinion poll is a snapshot in time, this certainly threw up something that I wouldn't have expected in terms of there is a decrease in Sinn Féin's vote, an increase in Thomas Pringle's vote, probably from the expense of Sinn Féin. Charlie McConnell is rock solid. And it's a strong showing for him. It's the first constituency-wide opinion poll, so he'll take heart from that. His supporters will take heart from that. And likewise, Patrick Cope is in a good position, but is needing further support in order to get over the line. Redress have an advantage in the sense that there is still 28% of the vote there that will be in play on the day of the count, and how they capitalise on that between now and polling day will determine their outcome.
Fantastic analysis. Thanks very much, Brendan. Take care of yourself. That is Brendan Byrne there, just running through the figures as we have them. And I mean, listen, we appreciate this is an opinion poll. This is speculation. But that's what you do, isn't it?